Hey, what up, y'all? I'm back, bitches. Hi, guys. This is Astral Dim here, starting my moon horoscopes again. Yes, I is. On Valentine's Day. Hello. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. I'm not one of those single people who get jealous of people who enjoy their Valentine's Day, saying you should treat some person the same way every day. Of course you need to, but hey, holidays, right? So why not celebrate a holiday, motherfucker? You celebrate other holidays. Celebrate your birthday. Why not have an extra extravagant birthday, or not birthday, holiday, representing love, to express that love even more than usual? Because I mean, come on, let's be real. You don't give red flowers to the person that you love every day, nor do you cook them a nice meal, nor you take them out every day. Okay, so just use this time, stop being annoying, and if you have someone to love on, whether it's romantic or platonic, do it. Okay, anywho, let's do this moon horoscope. Shout out to my single people on Valentine's Day. Don't hate, just enjoy. Just be cool. Buy yourself some chocolates tomorrow. Because I'm at Lolo, okay? But let's talk about what's going on emotionally for us, okay? I like to do moon horoscopes, in which I talk about the moon, how it's moving, certain aspects it's making, blah, blah, blah. And I base the moon off of 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., okay? But, you know, the thing is, this energy is going to be at that spot no matter, during that day, no matter where you are in the world. So, I mean, I forgot what I was about to say because I got interrupted. But what basically I'm trying to say is, I focus on the moon, the aspects it's making, and how it's going to be affecting us. And the moon represents our emotions, our privacy, our home life, and stuff like that. And, you know, the rest of these planets can affect that and change our day. So let's actually go talk about how the moon is looking and how it's going to be moving to on Valentine's Day, so you can prepare for it, okay? Well, the moon's at 12 o'clock p.m. is going to be at 17 degrees Gemini, but it's going to move over. That's the second decade of Gemini, but it's going to move over to the third decade of Gemini at the end of the day. So, you know, I'm going to talk about both decades and to let you know how it's going to be. So the first half of the day, right, is going to be in the second decade of Gemini. And the second decan of Gemini is, of course, all of Gemini is ruled by Mercury, but it's also ruled by Venus, okay? Which is dope because Venus represents our desires in love and relationships, as well as desires of material things and getting the things that we desire, you know, when it comes to the tangible things in life, as well as how we find ourselves desirable. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's very Valentine's Day, okay? It really is, especially on the relationship front, because, you know, the second decan of Gemini is ruled by the Librian side of Venus instead of the Taurus side of Venus, the Taurian side of Venus, okay? And so it's really focused on, like, relationships. So it's a nice moon to have. This talks of, like, us like speaking and communicating with each other in a nice way, in a way that is soft and good. It kind of doesn't really promote arguments that much, which is cool. Where you're relating with people well, and you're relating with you know, whoever you're relating to or need to relate to well. Conversations are going smoothly in general, and you're being more open into learning a little bit more about the person, because it is Gemini moon. Gemini's all about the details, you know what I mean? And so we're learning about the details, we're relating with each other well, conversations are going good, and it's just at ease, okay? So it's a nice energy to have. Now, when it's the second half of the day, it's going to be at the third decan of Gemini, right? It's going to be the third decan of Gemini in the first half of the 15th as well. So it's good to listen up on this too. The third decade of Gemini, of course, ruled by Mercury, but co-ruled by Uranus. And so, people like to say Uranus, okay? So with it being co-ruled by Uranus or Uranus or whoever you want to say it, we're learning more about the details of people via communication, but we're learning a little bit more about their quirks, their uniqueness, their individuality, what makes them different, right? If you want to relate with someone well on Valentine's Day, it's good to do it during the first half of the day, but if you want to kind of be in bigger groups to enjoy the person, explore people's uniqueness and individuality, doing things for people that's like especially for them because they like this specific thing, that type of stuff, it's great to do it at like the nighttime of Valentine's Day. I think that'll be very sweet and very helpful. Now, of course, I'm talking about the, you know, this side of the world. The other side of the world, it may be a little bit different. Maybe at nighttime you should focus more on the relating one-on-one with people because of the time differences, okay? So definitely keep that in mind. But for the folks that are on my side of the world, right, definitely consider that, what I'm saying, okay? But it's a cool placement to have because emotionally we want to learn a little bit more about the people's quirks and uniqueness, and it seems in like during this progression you can see our emotional needs of learning more about our partner on a one-on-one level, kind of softening up to them and being so open that in the later part of the day we kind of want to know about their uniqueness, their quirks, their individuality. Uranus kind of represents random things popping up out of nowhere. So maybe random conversations are going to come out of nowhere where you learn something deep about somebody. Geminis are really good at prying at information, using your charm and using your great communication skills. You know what I mean? And so I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Okay. Now let's go over some different aspects that could be happening. But just generally, just know that, you're going to want to learn more about people or your partner or anyone that you're interested in, crush wise, whatever, platonic, romantic, whatever, right? But you're going to want this, reciprocated too. But the thing that's funny about it is that you're going to want it reciprocated probably tomorrow or the weekend because Gemini wants to know about you but don't really want to open up about themselves. You know what I mean? They like to learn about people because it's like a learning process to them. You get what I'm saying? All right, so let's actually talk about some of these aspects that Gemini's make into these other planets, okay? Sorry, not Gemini, the moon. All right, the moon is going to be opposite Jupiter. Jupiter is in Sagittarius, of course. And so with this time, ever since Jupiter went into Sagittarius, we've been noticing that through discovery and through being adventurous and through exploring, we've been finding so much and getting so much knowledge about just how different people move and how we can benefit from it, how other people's experiences and philosophies and concepts can help give us some good ideas, better ways of living, good fortune, a better understanding of life in general, right? But emotionally, during Valentine's Day, we actually don't want to explore. We want to do what's comfortable with us, which makes sense. This is a day of love. We want to do and focus on what's comfortable with us, what we're used to, and want to kind of get connected to familiarity. Gemini is all about, learning the most out of what you came from, instead of like Sagittarius, which is all about learning through self, through exploring and learning through, you know, kind of, it's kind of like escapism a little bit, like learning through just jumping into another way of living. Gemini is like, wait, let me just stay where I'm at and learn through that. And so this is why it's actually a really good time for couples for Valentine's Day, because you do have this urge to explore, but in general, you know, but deep down inside emotionally, what you really want to do is kind of go with what's familiar to you, and what's familiar to you is your partner, your crush, the person that's been there for a while that you want to get to know a little bit deeper. You know what I mean? And so this is actually a really good moon to have, a really nice placement to have during Valentine's Day. A tricky thing though is that Jupiter is in the second decan, towards the end, but still the second decan of Sagittarius, right? It's going to move into technically the third decan tomorrow. Now let me actually get the time of that, just so you guys can stay hip, you know what I mean? I want to make sure that y'all are good or whatever. Just looking through to see what time. What time is going to actually hit 20 degrees Sagittarius? Why is it not moving? Sorry, y'all. This is annoying. This is so annoying. I hate. So I use Planet Watcher. Shout out to Planet Watcher, but sometimes you're fucking annoying. Sometimes when a bitch just wants to get the freaking okay. So actually, for my later coast folks, so I'm talking about like West Coast and Hawaii, it's gonna be moving to shit. Okay, but that's something I need to talk about. Actually, Jupiter is going to be in the third decan of Sagittarius in the daytime, at night, actually, excuse me, daytime over there though, but at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, that's when it's going to be moving over. So that's really interesting, so we need to talk about that too. So one thing I find interesting about that is that you know, the third I feel like the people like in like Africa, Europe, Asia may have a hard time expressing their love in the sexual way. It may not be too difficult, but there's going to be maybe a mishap or an annoyance, because you know, again, you have this urge to explore, but deep down inside you want to do what's familiar to you. Emotionally, you want that, and so there's this kind of like expectation versus what you really, really want. And I think this might be miscommunication between you and a lover. Now, this could happen on this side of the earth too, if you guys do Valentine's Day stuff during the day. Okay, now when Jupiter actually moves to the third decan of Sagittarius, that's ruled by the sun. The sun is all about like casual fun, casual sex, enjoying yourself, like fun romance, fun romantic love, right? But the thing is, still Jupiter and the moon are opposite, and so you're gonna wanna like have this urge to explore because it's fun, because you want things to be romantic, but at the same time you kind of want to stick to what you're used to. You know what I mean? Like, yes, Gemini is all about variety and different thoughts and different ways, but how to do things, but you know, it's not as explorative as Sag. So the Gemini would be like, well, I did this move and that move before, or I've seen this move and that move before, while Sag is like, hey, let's research something and try this. Sag is on a more Kama Sutra type of vibe than anything, you know what I mean? If Kama Sutra is not something that you're used to, you get what I'm saying? And so that could be the mishap. But like, the thing is, both of those decans are very sexually charged for Jupiter. So it's something to really think about, okay? This is going way longer than I expected, but hey, it's Valentine's Day, it's special. Let's go on and move to the next aspect. Now, during the afternoon, again, with Moon in Gemini, you know, one thing about Moon in Gemini too is that emotionally you're kind of processing how you feel in a logical type of way, right? To try to find, like, why do I feel this way? So I can definitely see, like, you rethinking, or not even rethinking, but reviewing your emotions in a logical way on why you love someone, why you're not focused on love, why you feel a certain way at this time during this Valentine's Day while love's being thrown in your face, or just other things too, you know what I mean? If you really are not caring about what's happening on Valentine's Day, that's for sure. But the thing is though, is that you could be having a distraction too, because with Saturn you know, in conjunct the moon and being in Capricorn, what's happening is you're thinking about also not so much the why you feel the way you feel, but hey, shit gotta get done in order for me to get this status, this reputation, this recognition that I want. And so, you know, the air that you're feeling, the energy that you're picking up is, I have to be practical and do this because it needs to be done, because I want this end goal. But you're still inside of figuring out, why do I want this end goal? You know what I mean? You're reviewing these emotions. And also, why do I want, like, other things in life? It's beyond just, you know, career and everything. Like, you know, you could be working at a relationship status when you're reviewing on why do I want this. And so you're kind of second guessing yourself. You may have been feeling that you're moving in autopilot while Saturn's in Capricorn during that whole time since December 2017. But now you're thinking like, okay, let me reel this in. Why the fuck? And so, like, in conjunctions are funny because if they're not the same modality, not the same element, nor not the same season. So they don't get each other. So you're wondering and trying to figure out, why am I moving on autopilot? Why do I want this responsibility? Why I want this specific status, whether it's romantic, whether in the home, career, whatever. And so again, you're feeling these things and trying to process them logically to figure out the why. So it's really interesting. But you could be doing this romantically too. Again, I want to reiterate that since it is Valentine's Day. So think about that. You know, status is not just career. Status is any type of status, relationship status, you know, of course, career status, home, your status within the home, you know, all that shit. Okay. All right. What's super duper cute is that the moon is going to be trining the sun, you know, during the whole entire day. So it's really, really cute, right? And so you're going to be totally agreeing with how you feel, and you're going to be expressing it as such, but slightly different. So again, you're going to be all about, like, processing your emotions, understanding the whys, kind of going through the details of your emotions, going through the details of why you're feeling this way, processing it, understanding it, and then, like, how you're going to be expressing it is through your uniqueness and individuality. Maybe even doing little tests. Sometimes people say Aquarius do tests. I've seen it. I ain't go front. But doing tests and kind of throwing things out of nowhere to kind of see how the person will react. How are you going to react? Trying to prove your point that you've been processing and thinking through. I can definitely see that. But I can also see you, again, you know, thinking things through, processing things through, and then trying to express how you feel by trying something new, by being innovative, by doing something different. Because, you know, you're thinking things through and you realizing that you kind of need a spark, an edge, something different, something to shake things up and make it a little bit fun. But you're agreeing with it, and the energy's flowing well, and it's going cool. But the thing that is going well, and you're expressing yourself well. But again, with this moon being opposite Jupiter, you know, I feel like, you know, it's tricky. you and your partner is open to expressing yourself, but deep down inside there's something in you saying like, I don't want to go that far. You know what I mean? I don't want to be too different. I don't want to do anything too foreign. And so you guys have to kind of level out like, okay, we want to do something a little bit different, but not too different. Not something that's going to potentially fuck up the whole entire day. You get what I'm saying? And so it's really interesting. It's an interesting energy for sure. Lastly, what I see here is that the moon is going to be square during the entire day to Neptune, because the moon has a 10 degree orb, unlike the other planets, because it's a luminary, okay, and it's very close to us. And so this is a little bit tricky because, again, this could cause major disillusionment when it comes to how we feel and how we are idolizing and romanticizing certain situations or people, and you know, it totally disagreeing with reality and how things really are and how we're feeling about it. Because this is a square, what I really see is you projecting and other people projecting onto you. But projecting not so much in a good way, not so much in the moon trine Neptune or the moon conjunct Neptune, but more on the square side, of course, since it's a square, in which you're projecting negativity onto somebody or something or some situation, and it's not good. It's not good. And it could be caused because, again, moon's in Gemini. You're overthinking. You're thinking too much. You're trying to figure out the why. And then you're thinking you have the answer because, of course, that Neptune's coming through. And you're projecting onto people. So be careful to not do that. Be careful to actually don't think things through. Just be today, okay? Just be and express how you feel. Of course, with tact. Don't be rude, but also just be, and like, be careful to overthinking, because I think you're going to think yourself into a situation in which you're not going to agree with tomorrow, and you're going to be like projecting onto other people, and it's just not going to be a good look. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a good look. Our feelings could be hurt because you could be totally wrong. This is moon square Neptune. These are very intuitive energies. And with them squaring, you're wrong. Okay? Intuition's not good right now. You don't get it. You're not getting it. And especially towards the nighttime, right? You could be really fucking shit up at night. And because the moon is going to be also squaring Chiron, like, eventually. After it's not squaring Neptune anymore, it's going to be squaring Chiron. And, you know, that's when your emotional insecurities about yourself undoing is going to really come in strong. You're going to be having disillusionments about that and projecting with that. And it's just, honestly, just be careful, okay? Be careful. I won't even say think things through. I feel like just be, and just remember that, you know, this is all love. Everything's love, literally, just like the album, okay? So please be careful. But I'll talk a little bit more about the moon squaring Chiron, also the moon sextiling Uranus tomorrow for the 15th, okay, when I talk about the 15th horoscope, because that's when the moon's going to be like exact that energy, and the energy's going to be really strong on the 15th, okay? So again, happy Valentine's Day. You know, I'm recording this on Galentine's Day. So happy Galentine's Day too. And I hope you guys enjoy. Don't fuck up your Valentine's Day off of you being confused about some shit. And you know, just like, again, express how you feel with tact. That's what I tell you. Express how you feel with tact. Make sure you express yourself in the right way. Be careful with projecting. All that. Okay? All right, y'all. Much love. And I hope you guys are happy that I'm doing this again. I'm really excited, okay? All right, loves. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.